Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Brian Matamore is here, too. Brian has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for several years, co-founder and chief idea guy over at Growth Engine Company. He's the owner of Matamore Group and the author of 21 Days to a Big Idea, which we helped him launch on the show, and the first book that I helped him launch, Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. He's our good friend, Brian Matamore. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you.
So one of the things that I think is a huge loss, it's just low-hanging fruit. As my friend Arki Chakute says, it's not even low-hanging fruit. It's lying on the ground. We're not even picking it up. And that is the brain power of our employees. We hire smart people, we bring them on, we give them a job to do, and they got so many ideas. Some of them may be like very creative, and we're basically squandering that. What do you think?
Boy, I couldn't agree more. The way I've said it is that there's no more unexploited resource, and there's nothing that's more of a shame, in my opinion, than the
creativity. Why did we do that? Why did we allow that to happen?
Well, I think there's some things going on, and in the positive sense, it's not malevolent. We're also busy, and a lot of us, frankly, just don't have time to generate ideas. I mean, that's the excuse we hear from our clients sometimes. But of course, we heard that last week when we did some training with a large organization. But of course, part of this is that when you're creative, you can figure out ways to save time and to be more efficient and to be more productive. So that's a specious argument. It doesn't make sense at the end of the day.
I think what happens, Brian, is we get so busy managing our companies, buying and selling, turning the screws and checking the squares. Everybody gets rocking in their little lane. We're all staying in our lane, right? I'm in purchasing, you're in accounts payable,
yep.
and somebody else is answering the phone, et cetera, et cetera. And somebody else is dealing with a bank and a unhappy customer. We get so busy doing that we don't realize that we become the horse team pulling the wagon instead of talking about what's in the wagon.
Oh, I like that. That's a great metaphor.
I mean, we're just horses. We're just working. We're just beasts of burden instead of being thinking entities. And I'll tell you what I think. One quick thing, and I'll let you go back. I think it comes back to when the owner doesn't spend enough time being the CEO and contemplating the things that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, part of that's the main job, I believe, of the owner is obviously painting a vision for the future, but also figuring out environments and techniques and prompts and probes and all the rest that'll encourage his coworkers to come up with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is that ideas, unlike a process where you can figure it out and control it, the scary thing or the difficult thing about it with ideas is you never know what you're going to get. When you're trying to come up with ideas, and so you could think it's frivolous or stupid or a waste of time. And of course, if you come up with 100 ideas, how many of those are any good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe only 10%, maybe 1%. I mean, so it's a very small, quote, seemingly a very small return on your investment of time. But of course, one idea could double the size of the company.
Yeah.
And so there
and
has to be.
And who knows where it could come from? And I'll tell you something, God help you if you're the only head that ideas are coming out of.
Well, that's true too, and we did some work with Con Ed one time, and I went around and I asked like a dozen different employees. I rode the trucks, all this stuff, and I said, "What are you most proud of?" And every single one of them, it kind of, I didn't think I let them. they all said, well, I came up with this idea one time, and it helped the business, and it reduced costs, or it got more efficiency,
wow.
or it helped this or that. And that was a eureka moment for me, because it says, A, the company is not, you know, supporting it enough, and B, almost more important, that from a standpoint of talent and talent development and talent retention, giving your employees the opportunity to come up with ideas is absolutely critical. And it's particularly critical now with the millennials coming in.
And you're what you're talking about these days is how to facilitate that, right? How to
I am.
How to set the table. How to create the environment where these things can come out.
Yeah, I mean, all my books, the 21 Days to a Big Idea and Idea Stormers in particular, are about creating the environment, giving you the tools, very simple tools. I mean, there, dozens and dozens of group and individual ideation tools, we call them, or brainstorming tools. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you call them. But these things work. Patent prompts and worst idea and semantic intuition and questioning assumptions. All these things, depending on what your creative challenge is, if it's a strategic one, a marketing one, a new product one, a cost-cutting one, all these techniques, you mix and match these things, and you're guaranteed to get new stuff, And so... The key is spending the time doing it, having a basic awareness of these techniques, because the world, as you well know, Jim, has gone way beyond brainstorming. Research has shown, and it's been proven again and again, that brainstorming doesn't work. And the reason is because we're not triggering people's brains in new ways.
And the replacement for brainstorming is?
They're called ideation techniques.
You're differentiating. A lot of people get those confused, don't they?
They do, even with our clients.
So you're differentiating. You're definitely differentiating between brainstorming and ideation.
Yeah, because brainstorming is, we did work with Oreo cookies, and they've had Oreo cookies around for 100 years, and if we went in there and said, who's got some more Oreo ideas, they'd throw us out, and they should. The ideation techniques are all about triggering the brain in different ways to get new ideas. So we'll bring in menus from the turn of the century. We'll have done worldwide scans of new products, trend research, word combination techniques. That's how we invented the Brownie Chips Ahoy cookie.
Right.
It was pretty simple. We were just combining different words. So, as I said before, there's dozens and dozens of these techniques.
So brainstorming presumes people can come up with something on their own. Ideation helps them come up with it on their own.
Yeah, that's extremely well said. Creativity is pretty simple. It's about connecting this thing with that thing.
People realize this. I mean, show up at your next team meeting and say, okay, guys, what have you been thinking about lately? It's going to be crickets, right?
And I got an idea on that.
All right, we'll come back. I'll let you give us that. Brian Metamore, ladies and gentlemen, 21 ideas to a big 21 days to a big idea. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after the hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.